This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome back to Two Tickets, Please, everybody. Are we good?
I think so.
Okay. Well, we are back after... I think so. Yeah, we're good.
Okay, we're good. We're going. Sound weird to me. We're good.
So okay. We're good. I'm going to have this up over here. Hello, we are trying to video once again. How it will go, I don't know. It says we have 13 and a half hours left on the SD card. I hope we can get there. So now it's just monitoring levels and stuff. And it's going to be a good episode, ladies and gentlemen. I wish there was a better place to put this.
It's all right.
Wait. I'm balancing it. Hold on. Okay, my computer is now balanced on the soundboard.
All right.
We didn't do a... Well, okay. We did do an episode over the summer.
We did record one.
We did indeed record one.
Well, we talked about how we even made an announcement on our last episode of last season.
We were like...
How we were going to do summer episodes.
We were like, hey, we're doing summer episodes, everybody.
We did not.
This is true.
We recorded one episode at, like, I don't know, in like the middle of the summer, and we did a whole thing about some movies that had come out.
Yeah.
And then we just never posted it, and then we just, like, never did anymore. So, sorry about that. I know our audience has been dying for some more Two Tickets, Please. It's been so long.
This is very true.
But we're finally back.
We are finally back, and I'm a little concerned that we're going to. Am I weirdly quiet? I don't know. I'm a little concerned that we're going to have to run with the audio that's coming from the camera.
Really?
Yes, but we're good. We're going to work with it. It is. Yeah, we did one over the summer. I neglected to post it.
Yeah, you were like, I'll post it in like a few days, and then and then just never happened.
And then I never did. But it is 2 p.m. on a Wednesday.
Wait, it's not 12:30 on a Thursday?
No, it's 2 p.m. on a Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Tickets, Please. The camera can't hear that. You know, that's the funniest part, because I think that's the audio that we're going to have to run off.
Oh, why? Wait, is it not working from there?
Well, you know, it didn't work. My original idea didn't work, and Audacity is also not working. Two Tickets, Please. If you were with us last season, you would know that we are the film podcast that hosted by us film experts.
Film experts.
I'm AJ Richardson.
Experts, apparently. Oh, and I'm Jackson.
We are not podcast experts, no, because we just nuked everybody's ears.
You'd think we would be at this point.
Next week is going to be better. That was kind of rough. But welcome in to the episode. What do we got on the lineup today, Jackson, for our episode?
Today, for our first episode back, we've got a few segments planned. We've got the Say That Again segment, as usual, of course. And then we're going to go into recent movies we talked about recently, because there's been a lot of movies that we haven't been able to talk about through the summer.
Since we've last been together, yeah.
Yes. And then we've got a special new game at the end that you'll see when we get there. But
indeed we do.
So,
without further ado, I think it's time to...
Say that again?
Say That Again segment.
Say That Again segment.
I was not ready for that to be that funny going into this. For those of you who don't know, the Say That Again segment is a segment where we pick dumb lines from films, and we make fun of those lines. Yeah, that's basically what we do.
Yes, or just we just pick lines that we think are funny.
Yeah,
and we talk about it.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's what we're gonna do. What's your Say That Again line?
My Say That Again line is not necessarily a bad line.
Okay.
I just thought it was really funny.
Okay.
And I've never heard anyone say this before.
Okay.
In Superman, near the beginning of the film, Superman is at the Fortress of Solitude, which is like his base.
Yeah.
And he's leaving the Fortress of Solitude after getting healed a little bit, and he notices that there's been like some destruction in front of the Fortress of Solitude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, it must have been Crypto. Where's Crypto? And then Crypto like appears behind him because he's a super dog, and he looks at Crypto and he goes, what the hey, dude? And that's it.
Hey, that's funny, though. That's pretty good.
It's fun. I've never heard someone say that, and now I kind of want to use that.
I like, what the hey, dude?
What the hey, dude?
Well, I love how, like, okay, we can talk about that later. We're going to talk about Superman later, don't worry. Should we move on to mine?
Yes.
Mine is from, I don't know if any of you have seen it, The Great Wall. We watched this a few days ago, and it was like at the height of Hollywood trying to cater to the Chinese audience, and there's a couple things in the movie that I'm like, you did a great job of that.
It was interesting.
A great job of that. So at one point in the movie, Matt Damon's character says, we are honored to be honored. I mean, come on. Who's writing these things? Like, what?
That's awesome.
So that's a Say That Again segment. For those of you who have never been a part of it, that was it. That was a good one. Without further ado. sound effects will never not be funny. I mean, that was incredible right there.
That's awesome. But yes, we're into recent movies we've seen recently.
We are.
There has been a lot of recent movies that we have seen recently.
Yes.
And that some of us haven't seen recently. So we're going to talk about a few movies that we've seen that the other has not seen, and a few
movies
that we've both seen over the summer, because there's been a lot.
There has been a lot.
So yeah, AJ, do you want to start with a few, briefly touch on a few movies that you've seen that I've not seen?
So, at the beginning of the summer, I decided that I would go see 28 Years Later, because I don't love horror movies, but I do enjoy like the zombie genre. You know, I love like The Walking Dead and things like that. And so I was like, oh, 28 Years Later, I've seen 28 Days Later. Sounds good. So I went and saw it, and it was shockingly good. Mm. It was so good that I went back a second time.
Can you
to that movie?
Explain a little bit what this movie is about.
Oh yeah, 28 years later, it is 28 years after the rage virus had an outbreak in the UK, which essentially turned most of the population into infected zombies. Really, they're not called zombies ever in the film, but they are infected.
Yes.
And essentially, it follows a group of survivors that are on an island with a causeway to the mainland, and a child that is growing up in this group of survivors takes it upon himself to take his mother to go see a doctor on the mainland, because he finds out that there's a doctor on the mainland. And it's really good. There was a lot of themes that life and death and love were some of the themes that were covered in the film, and it was kind of beautiful, I guess, in the end. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. It had a crazy ending, for those of you who have seen it. I mean, just bonkers. But, speaking of the crazy ending, the trailer for part 2, The Bone Temple, dropped today.
Interesting.
I've watched it 5 times.
The trailer,
yeah.
Okay.
For The Bone Temple, which is part 2 of 28 Years Later. 28 Years Later, part 2 of The Bone Temple. And
it's like 29 years later.
Well, it doesn't take place a year after 28 Years Later. Yeah. There's a little bit of a time gap, but it takes place pretty quick. Mm. And it also looks phenomenal. This one is directed by Nia DaCosta.
What else has he directed that we may know?
She directed like Candyman in 2021, which I have not seen, but I know that it was a very well received horror film.
Okay.
And then this movie is going to be a lot better than her the other film that I know she directed, which was The Marvels.
great movie.
But listen.
Our Marvel ranking, to hear our thoughts on that.
Listen, yeah, our Marvel ranking last season. If you want to hear our thoughts on that, listen. I know that this is going to be much better. Much better than the Marvels. I mean, just the trailer alone, just
not too hard to do.
The way that she, she has like talked about how much she cares in the interviews. I'm pretty excited about that. Back to 28 Years Later, though, it isn't for the faint of heart, but it's a really enjoyable film, and the characters are really what make it so special.
Okay,
their arcs, and I'm very excited for parts 2 and 3. I'll be seated probably opening night with Jordan and maybe Ben if he wants to come. And if you want to join us, hey, we should watch part 1.
I haven't seen any of these. So.
You don't need to see the first 2.
Okay.
Yeah, they're pretty separate. We should watch the first one sometime. It's really good. The other one that was so good I went back and saw twice that Jackson has not seen yet.
I haven't seen this one.
The Naked Gun. I'm going to touch on it briefly because it's still in theaters. It is without a doubt one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. I have never laughed that hard in a movie theater in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Liam Neeson is so funny in this role. I mean, it's incredible.
Give us a...
Honestly.
This movie's still in theaters, so we're not going to spoil any of it.
Right.
Can you give me a rundown about the plot and what this movie's about?
Well...
Any info?
It kind of follows, I don't know how much I can say because I don't know how much they give away in the trailer, but it kind of follows the LAPD police squad, which obviously this is based off the original Naked Guns from like the, I think the 80s, 70s and 80s maybe. And it follows the same police squad. All of the people in police squad are the sons and daughters of their parents who were also in police squad. which is something funny. They do a couple funny jokes with that. And it follows them as they try to stop this world-ending threat.
Oh, world-ending threat, really?
That's all I'll say.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome. And I think both times that I watched this, every joke landed. There was not a joke that I didn't laugh at. Like, it's always, always so funny. And I will watch it a third time with you.
I need to see this one. I want to see this one more than 28 Years Later.
Well, you should still see 28 Years Later as well.
Okay,
well, it's a phenomenal film. Yeah, some good stuff this summer.
Good stuff. All right, now I'm gonna touch on a few movies that I've seen that AJ hasn't seen, and there's a lot more of these. So I'll go very briefly.
Yes.
Because I watched a lot of movies this summer. First, I've got a movie called Materialists. It was a...
Yeah, I heard about that one.
It's this rom-com with Chris Evans, Pedro Pascal, and Dakota Johnson. And I kind of... I went and saw this movie by myself. I think it was like me and like two couples there.
Ooh,
and
that's...
I was lost.
Hey, that's what it was like when I saw Sinners for the first time. It was me and two couples
like,
in
the
theater.
The summer, I was doing a lot of things, but there was like... a week here and there that I just had like nothing going on and
sure.
I had stuff going on. And I was like, you know what, I want to go see a movie. So I just saw this and I expected it to kind of be like a run-of-the-mill rom-com with some good actors in it. And I was like, wait, this is fire.
Yeah.
I thought it was really good.
Okay.
I'll just touch on that briefly, but like...
What was the plot?
Well, I mean, it was kind of like... So she had been with Chris Evans before and they broke up. You kind of get that backstory.
Okay.
She's with Pedro Pascal. Because she likes him because he's, like, stupid loaded.
Okay.
And he, like, brings her, like, fancy dinner and does all this stuff for her, like, all the time.
Okay.
But Chris Evans is, like, still kind of in love with her. But he's, like, a struggling actor. Like, he's really poor.
Okay.
And then, like, throughout the movie, she just discovers, like, what she really wants and stuff and goes back to Chris Evans. But, like, that sounds like the most run-of-the-mill rom-com ever, but, like, it's not. I saw this a while ago, so I don't remember all the stuff I was raving about with it. But, like, it's worth it going to see. Like, it's a good, solid rom-com that I haven't seen... a good new one like that in a while. So it's
okay.
Good.
Interesting.
Another movie I've seen that AJ hasn't seen is Ballerina, which is the John Wick spinoff.
Mm.
I thought this movie was really good. I don't think it's as good as like any of the John Wicks, maybe. Or maybe it might be better than the second one. But
okay.
I thought it was really solid. The plot's pretty thin. So this one's about, it's kind of a side story off of the main John Wick universe. And stars Ana de Armas. She's kind of this, like, new character in the verse. John Wick is in this movie for a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's kind of her killing a bunch of people, pretty much. Just like John Wick movies. That's pretty much it.
Okay, good action and stuff.
The plot's a little thin. I kind of, like, can't even remember what the main plot is. It's kind of, like, not necessarily... I think all bunch of these people, like, killed her dad. So she's going to kill all of them. So, like, that's the plot's not the best thing in the world. But, like,
okay.
The action is insane. I mean, it's just her killing a bunch of people, and it's really, really good.
I'm sure it's crazy.
So, go see that. That's a good movie.
Yeah.
If you like just pure action movies. Another one I saw recently was The Accountant 2.
Hmm. How was that? Because I've seen the first one.
It was fairly good. I thought it took a while to get going. Like, the first half was a little boring. And the second half was, like, really good.
Sure.
But I do like Ben Affleck in this movie. Like, he acts really well, like, with the whole... This movie's about, like, this guy, he's called, like, the accountant, because his, like, day job's being an accountant.
Yeah.
And he actually goes and, like, does, like, contract killing stuff. But in this movie, the plot's a little different. They're kind of, like, doing good stuff. They're, like, scared a bunch of kids.
Sure.
And his brother's with him, who is John Bernthal.
Yeah.
He's the best. He's so funny in this movie.
Right.
But yeah, it really kicks up at the end. There's some good action sequences and stuff. And it's pretty solid. It's not like crazy, but it's pretty good.
Nice.
Another one. Actually, this is the last one I'll touch on real quick, is the movie Friendship.
I really want to see this movie.
With Paul Rudd and Tim Robinson. And this is probably one of the dumbest movies I've ever seen in my life. And it was so, like, in a good way. Like, that's what it's meant to be.
Yeah.
It's so funny. This movie's literally about, it's called Friendship. It's about Tim Robinson, and he meets this new guy that moves in across from him, and he becomes friends with him, and then the most random stuff in the world happens, and that's literally it. Like, and he just wants to be friends with this guy, and then they, like, break up in their friendship, and he's trying to get him back, and that's the entire thing. That's just the weirdest, dumbest movie ever, because Tim Robinson is like a comedic master, and so is Paul Rudd, obviously.
Yeah,
so
everything they touch is gold.
It's just really funny.
Yeah.
And then I'm not going to touch too much on these, because you haven't seen them, and you're definitely going to see them soon.
I'll get to them.
And I can't believe you haven't seen them, is F1 and Fantastic Four.
Okay, well, the weekend after Fantastic Four came out, I was on vacation.
Okay.
No theaters around, and that weekend before I was also working. And then F1, I don't know why I didn't get to F1. I would have gone to F1, but some people that I went to the theater with preferred to see Jurassic World Rebirth.
That's crazy.
Which we're about to talk about.
Yeah, but we'll probably touch on F1 and Fantastic Four later, because they're really good movies, and we need to actually talk about them.
Yeah, we will talk about them eventually.
Really good.
So eventually, we'll get to them.
We'll see them.
Yeah.
I've seen both of those twice.
Okay.
So. Now we're going to briefly talk about a few other movies that we've both seen.
Yep.
Just quickly.
Just quickly.
Let's go through Jurassic World Rebirth.
I have one word on my notes that I can't say on the podcast, but I'm just going to say, like, it's so bad.
It was pretty bad.
It was so bad. I couldn't even handle it, man. I really said yes to doing that instead of F1 because I wanted to see the Odyssey trailer beforehand, which honestly was also slightly underwhelming.
It's just not much.
It just wasn't that much.
But let me.
It was not good.
Jurassic World Rebirth is yet another Jurassic World. This is number 7.
Is it?
Yes.
Park.
It's number 7.
Yeah.
It's number 7, and it's kind of this new group of people, and yet again, they're like, hey, let's go to the island to get these sample things. That's such a creative plot. Good job, guys. We have not done basically the same thing for every other movie.
Oh, man.
Basically, all the characters in this movie are, like, super boring and don't do anything, and the plot is, like, actually, like, horribly bad.
It is. It really is.
Like, so bad.
You know,
like, it makes no sense.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
6, Dominion, had an awful plot. And number 7,
no.
Rebirth also had a horrible plot. Okay.
This one. So you can say number 6 and 7 are pretty bad.
Number 6 and 7 are so bad. Bottom of the list, actually.
This movie's, we're not going to... I kind of want to talk about it more because it's so bad, but we probably shouldn't.
I could go on and on.
If you want to watch this movie and just like purely make fun of it, then do that.
It's
like there's generally not like, it's just so bad.
Yeah, it's just,
me and my friend went and saw this and we recorded this video to send, and it was, we talked for 22 minutes.
Yeah, I was going to say, we could do probably a whole episode.
Talk for 22 minutes about how bad the movie
was. We could probably talk about.
It was almost enjoyably fun. Like, enjoyably bad.
The theater that I saw it in was full, so I couldn't be loud, so I couldn't really enjoy my time.
The whole time, because it was really bad.
It was so bad. I was sitting there.
That's that.
Pinching the bridge
of my
nose.
It's really bad. If you want to watch it to make fun of it, then cool. But it's probably... Do you think it's the worst Jurassic World movie ever?
No, Dominion's worst. I mean...
I think it is
bad. I hate to be the person that says this, but at least this one had dinosaurs.
That's true.
Dominion was like... Locust!
Yeah, it's better than the most recent Jurassic World.
It's better than 6.
But that's about it.
But 7 is also
worse than Shaddock.
Still at the bottom.
Sorry,
I had to do it one more time. Okay.
Let's move on. Happy Gilmore 2.
Oh, it, It was funny. So, Happy Gilmore 1 is like in my top 20.
Okay.
Favorite films of all time.
Yeah.
So, it was kind of funny to see Happy Gilmore 2 build on the first one in some very interesting ways.
I was kind of hating when I saw the trailer for this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we don't need to remake this. This is a classic comedy film, and it's going to be really dumb. And I actually found this movie really funny.
It was so funny.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I thought it was great. I remember when I was first watching it, and at the very beginning, when Happy's like telling his story, and when he hits his wife with the golf ball,
oh,
I just remember, like, in shock, just laughing with my friends.
There's no way that happened.
I was in shock, just...
Yeah.
We were, and then we started laughing.
Well,
I mean,
I guess we'd explain what Happy
Gilmore
is. I feel like most people know what Happy Gilmore is.
Happy Gilmore, he dreamed of being a hockey player. He turned out to be a really good golf player. He does the crazy, basically run and swing, step into the swing.
Yeah, if someone,
for golf.
I bet you've seen someone say, like, I'm going to do the Happy Gilmore when you play golf. Because, and he just hits the, he hits his driver, like, what, 500 yards or something?
Yeah, something nuts like that.
But he's really good at golf, but this one's like, well, like 30 years later or something.
Yeah.
And he's like old, and then he goes back and plays more golf. And it's actually really funny.
It's really funny.
There's a bunch of like really funny cameos, just for like no reason.
There's so many.
And also,
so
like,
many cameos.
In this movie, there's like a team of golfers versus another team of golfers, and Happy Gilmore's team is like all the actual good
Yeah,
golfers.
It's like Scotty
Scheffler,
Bryson
DeChambeau, like they're actually in the movie.
And they're all so funny.
You can tell all of them like can't act, but it's like, that's funny. It's like,
yeah, no,
it's really funny.
It was great. It was great.
They did a good job.
I mean, my favorite was like, was the joke where Scotty was like getting arrested for cheating on the other team, and he goes, not again.
That's really
funny. It was great.
And last one we'll talk about here is Heads of State.
Mm.
This one's a straight to streaming movie.
Yep.
With John Cena and Idris Elba, and it's about them. John Cena is the president, and Idris Elba is the
British Prime Minister. Yes.
And they kind of like really don't like each other, and then they
John Cena really likes Idris Elba.
No, they don't like each other.
Well, he starts.
They're trying to have a relationship, but they don't like each other.
They try.
And then their Air Force One gets like shot down with both of them on it, and then they have to like work together to like stop this whole conspiracy thing. It's like, it's just like a good throw-on movie, like a random night. Like, it's funny.
It was fun.
But it's just kind of, it's nothing crazy.
I had a good time. I watched this, like, by myself.
Yeah.
Home Alone.
I watched this randomly. Like,
I was like, hey, this looks funny.
Yeah.
So I threw
it
on.
It's pretty good. It's a solid watch if you want to watch something on streaming. It's new. It's on, like,
Prime. I will say, John Cena continues to prove himself, like, one of the actors of our generation. Like, one of the best actors of our generation.
I love John Cena.
Literally, he is so good at acting, it's kind of insane.
It's good. All right, this movie's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
All right, now we're going to move on to a big part of this episode. We're going to talk about our favorite movie from the summer.
Superman!
It's time to talk about Superman!
Did I let it keep going?
It's not stopping. So, I think we both agreed on, you haven't seen some of the best movies from the summer. But I do
this
think
is the best
this
one.
Is the best movie of the year.
The best movie of the year.
We talked a lot about our excitement for Superman last season.
I think like every time a new trailer dropped, we just had to talk
about
it.
Every update for it, we talked about how excited we were for this and that it better be good. That's
yes,
what we said.
That's what we kept
it
saying.
It has to be good. And it's good.
And as they say on the TikTok, the gun did not jam, is what they've been saying.
James Gunn
is the director of Superman.
James Gunn continues to cook with every superhero movie he makes.
I know. As they say on the TikTok, the gun did not jam.
So, I'm not going to explain the character of Superman to you.
No.
Because you should know.
You should know.
But this movie is not an origin story of Superman.
It is
which
not.
Which I do like.
I love it.
Because the story of Superman coming from Krypton, because Krypton blows up,
mm-hmm.
and like, growing up on Earth has been told about 100 times.
Yep.
So this one starts three years after he's become Superman?
Yes, 3 years.
In the beginning. He's been Superman for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
him and Lois, like Lois already knows about him.
They're already dating.
Yep.
Yeah. And like she knows and like, yeah, this world is formed. I like it a lot.
Yes.
How much should we spoil this?
I don't want to spoil it because I think I want everyone to go watch it for themselves.
Okay,
like,
we're not
going to
spoil
go see this.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
But, I think I wasn't 100% sure, because most people haven't heard of the activist playing Superman.
David Cornsweet.
I think David Cornsweet is a literal... They opened up the comic book, the Superman comic book, and he just hopped out.
Either that, or like James Gunn bred him in a lab.
I think so.
To play Superman.
And one of those. It was one
literally.
Of
those. I have the same note on my phone.
Because...
He was made.
It's perfect.
Made to play Superman.
I never liked the movies he was in, but I used to say that I thought Henry Cavill was like a perfect pick as Superman.
Yeah.
But
David Cornsweet.
Because he looks just like him and like stuff. But David Cornsweet, like, he just embodies the character. Like,
well,
have you seen
like the behind the scenes stuff or like the videos of him?
Yeah.
Like online.
Even James Gunn, like, they really care.
Yeah, yeah, that. And then also just like. The videos of him just being like him.
Yeah, he literally is.
Like when he's like driving in his car and doing the Death Star trench
yeah.
run. Like that's something Superman would
just
do.
He's just a nerdy guy.
Yeah.
That is perfect for Superman.
He's literally Superman.
But I think they do a good job. Like they pick the perfect actor, and the tone of this film is all about how Superman should be, like the hope and like
yeah,
Superman being just the great guy. Like in these past films we've had, like.
Oh no.
It's okay. I think I remember everything I'm gonna say.
Okay.
But in this, like in the past, especially in our most recent other Superman films, like Man of Steel and stuff, they're like Superman edgy and dark and like he's not like just some perfect guy. Like he's like whatever. And that's like stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you.
There's a lot of characters that are that way and it works. But
yeah.
Superman is like the superhero, you know? Is it safe to say, like, the face of superhero in general when you think of something is Superman? Whether he's your favorite character or not.
Yeah, I know.
Superman
I,
is the face of superheroes.
I
and
agree.
We finally have a great Superman movie that embodies the theme and tone that Superman's supposed to be, and I really like it.
I agree with that. I think it's phenomenal. I also want to touch on, like, Lex Luthor.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, he's a D1 hater. He is in the movie. And I particularly love the speech about envy and how it drives his character to, like, the maximum insanity and the maximum evil.
So Lex Luthor is the most famous Superman villain.
Without a doubt.
And I think it is a good idea to start him as the main villain because, yeah, it's iconic.
I agree.
Lex Luthor's main, like, drive, his main, like, goal is literally just that he hates Superman.
Yep.
And I think it's awesome. Like, he doesn't need more than that.
Nope.
So Lex Luthor, like, he's a classic villain. He's being played by Nicholas Hoult in this movie, and I think it's also perfect casting.
It's really good.
Like you talked about, yeah, he's a D1 hater. He just literally hates Superman. So I was just giving a little background about Lex Luthor.
Lex Luthor's
just a super rich billionaire, and he just uses all his technology, and he's really, really smart. He's a genius.
Yep.
To just try and, like, destroy Superman in this movie.
Yeah, that's the whole goal. Superman's great. I don't really know what else to say.
Do you want to talk? So
I love like the side characters.
Yes, there's
so many other.
I mean, everyone's
clearly
cast. We talk about Superman. We talk about Lex Luthor, and then there's the side character team called the Justice Gang, and the Justice Gang
with one of the greatest actors ever in that group.
Yes, the Justice Gang is a 3-person team.
Yep.
Of Guy Gardner's Green Lantern, who is not the main Green Lantern you would think of.
No.
Maybe Hal Jordan in the comics, and the usual one that's in like the Justice League.
Right.
This is Guy Gardner's Green Lantern, who is played extremely well.
By one of the best actors of all time.
Am I forgetting his name?
Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion.
Incredible stuff.
He has to be up there in greatest actors of all time. Like,
that's
genuinely.
Kind of crazy.
No, it's not crazy.
But I really like
him. I don't know. Have you seen, like, Castle?
He is very
good.
Or anything
like that?
Movie.
So
he's a
good.
Character perfect. You're kind of supposed to, like, not like him that much. Like, he's kind of a jerk.
He is
and
a jerk,
he has the
but
worst haircut ever.
He's
but
awesome.
He's awesome.
Superman's not coming, kid.
Yeah.
So you got an upgrade.
But it's him, Guy Gardner's Green Lantern, and then Hawkgirl, who is okay.
She was good.
She's on the lesser end of the character. She's okay. She doesn't do a lot.
Yeah.
She doesn't do a whole lot in this movie. She's less characterized, but she's cool.
Yeah.
And then Mr. Terrific, who, besides Superman and maybe Lex Luthor, I think is the best character in the movie.
Yeah, no, I could agree with that. I really liked seeing him.
Mr. Terrific is another just kind of like, he's just a genius, and he, like, makes tech and stuff. So he doesn't have any powers, but he has, like, all his tech stuff. He has his T-spheres. They fly around. They have little T's on them. They're like...
And like the whole battle sequence to 5 years time.
Yes, there's a great battle like fight sequence just to music of Mr. Terrific just
going
ham on a bunch of guys.
It's pretty fun.
And it's really awesome.
It's
Mr. Terrific is also hilarious in this movie.
He's really funny.
The humor really hits.
It does.
James Gunn just knows how to perfectly make a movie that's not like just a comedy movie and also is hilarious.
Oh no, like it's really good.
So yeah, I mean, that anything else we want to touch on? I think this movie ends really well.
Mm-hmm.
We're just gonna. But it's setting up the DCU well. This is the first entry in James Gunn's DCU, and I think it's a banger. And if they continue to do movies at all like this and just keep this kind of tone and everything with your characters, it's gonna be great. Because honestly, Marvel's been in the spotlight, and Marvel movies as a whole is infinitely better than DC movies have been. But honestly, DC has more potential for characters, you know?
I agree.
In movies. Like, if they just keep cooking, it's going to be really good.
They're going to keep pop. They're going to keep punk rocking. Yes, they are.
Keep punk rocking. Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. You got to watch the movie to get that, but watch the movie, please.
Go watch Superman. If you watch any of the movies we've talked about that have come out this summer that you haven't seen, please go watch Superman.
Yes.
It's my favorite movie of the year so far.
Me too. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm excited to see this character in more, for sure.
Me too.
Yes. Now we're to a time where we're going to play a new segment.
Should I play the audio? We have a brand new segment. Brand new segment.
It's time for draft time.
Draft time.
It's time for draft.
Yes. Today. Draft time.
Today, me and AJ have created... teams. Do you have a team name? I don't, but I can come up with one on
You go first.
Oh. Let's go with
Jackson's Jumping Beans.
Let's go with the two. We're gonna go with my team's name is the Two Tickets Team.
Are you serious? This guy, cop out answer over here. Are you kidding me?
We can just not do names.
Yeah, let's not do names.
It's Jackson's team and AJ's team. Today in draft time, we are each going to draft a team of five as if we were drafting a basketball team.
Who goes first?
We can like rock every season.
Okay, we're gonna rock.
But we're gonna go in order, and we're gonna draft a team. So I'm gonna have a one at each position. I have a point guard, a shooting guard, a small.
Yeah, that's what I want to do too.
We're gonna draft. So the criteria of characters we can draft are just from movies we've seen this summer.
Yes, that's
it. That's it. I'm gonna throw in a new rule here that I didn't tell you, but hopefully you're good. You can only draft one character per movie.
I like that.
And we're going to see at the end, maybe we'll throw this on like the Instagram or something, and we need you guys to vote for whose team you think would win in a 5-on-5 basketball game.
I'll write it down on my phone.
Do you want to rock, paper, scissors for who goes first?
Yeah. Boom. Oh, all right. I already know who you're picking.
Give me that. Team Jackson gets to draft first. All right, we're on the clock.
Let's see if I got your pick right.
We're on the clock.
Oh, they're on the clock.
With the first pick in the Two Tickets Please summer draft, Team Jackson selects Superman.
Dude.
From Krypton University.
Yeah. See, I wrote it down before you even went.
Superman's going to be playing my small forward.
Okay.
I think that'll be pretty. I think he might be unstoppable there. He's gonna grab boards like nobody else. He can fly up there and grab boards.
I feel like
his passing is off the charts.
I think this is just unfair.
No.
Okay. Alright.
I feel like Superman could have a pretty good jumper as well. But we're gonna have him down low most of the time. Yeah. Probably, he's going to be circling around. He's pretty fast. He's going to be all over the place. I think it's a good pick for the program.
All right. Well, I guess there's that. Kind of screwed up my whole draft here.
Ready?
Yeah, here we go. I'm going to have to put all of these into the audio later. For AJ's, Team AJ's first pick in the 2025 Two Tickets Please draft, I'm going to draft Mr. Terrific.
Mr. Terrific?
As our point guard.
Point guard, he's running the offense.
He is running
the
offense.
He's got some good ball IQ.
I was going to say, he's good with the balls.
He is good with the spheres.
Yes, like he's really good with it. So we're gonna draft him as our point guard.
Okay, anything else about him?
He's tactical.
What college
smart.
Did Mr. Trivet go to?
Smart Guy University.
Smart Guy University. All right, so Smart Guy University's been pumping him out.
Yeah, it really has. Ooh, I didn't go there, that's for sure.
I had it all written down so well. That's okay. No, I have my next one. All right, here we go.
I'm gonna spend so much
with time. My second pick for Team Jackson's second pick in the Two Tickets Please Summer Draft. We select Brad Pitt in his F1 car from the F1 movie.
Wait, hold on. He can't be in his F1 car.
He's in the car. No, he's in the car the whole movie. The character's name is actually Sonny Hayes in F1 car, and he's gonna be my point guard.
Okay.
He's got the speed. He's going to be bringing him up the court. He is injury prone. He's pretty fragile. But
he's a little old to be in the league, I think.
No. That's what they said. That's what they said in the F1 movie. Go see what happens. Go watch it. He's bringing up the ball super fast. No one's going to be able to stop him. I bet he can dish the ball to Superman all day long. He attended Race Car University. And he's going to be a good pickup for the team.
Okay. All right. Are we ready for my next pick?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you guys, doing sound effects is the best thing ever. For this episode, I'm going to have to go through the podcast and put...
it's not working.
No, because this doesn't work. So I'm going to have to put every sound effect in
but
tonight.
But I can hear it, and it's so funny.
Yeah, no, I can hear it too. It's great. With the second pick on the 2025 Two Tickets Please draft, I'm going to take... Samson, the Infected.
Huh?
From 28 Years Later.
Okay. I don't know who that is, so tell me a little bit about it.
Well, have you seen the train scene?
No.
I'm going to have to show you afterwards. I can't really describe to you.
Like, what? Like, is he strong? Or, like,
what? So in 28 Years Later, there's a group... Or the Infected live in herds, kind of is the best way to describe it. And their leader is called the Alpha. And so for the Alpha... what the, like, rage virus does is it makes them stronger, faster. It makes them absolutely jacked.
Okay.
And, like, it makes them really smart. And so we're going to put him at center because I saw the way that he operated in the movie, and he's nuts.
Okay.
That's your center? Draft.
How big is he?
He's really tall.
Like, how big?
Like, Hammer of Barovia height.
Oh, okay.
He's tall. Like the
I think we'll
like
be all right.
It makes them, like, it makes them taller too. Like it works as a steroid in that way
for the
Infected. We're selecting him from the Zombie College for the newly infected. That's
okay.
That's where we're selecting him from.
All right. Okay, it's my turn. with Team Jackson's third pick in the Two Tickets Please Summer Draft,
okay,
we select the D-Rex
from
Jurassic World Rebirth out of Dinosaur Technical College. He's going to play my center, and I think he's got a good matchup there against... your guy.
No. You don't understand. Samson's nuts, all right? Samson's nuts.
I think we're happy with that pick. The D-Rex is about 100 feet tall. And it is pretty big. He takes down some helicopters in the movie. So I think he'll be swan balls. Just like he swan those helicopters, he'll be blocking He's guarding the paint like crazy. I don't think anyone's getting past him.
All right.
We're gonna keep him down though the whole game. He's at my five.
Okay. All right. Well. Okay. So I guess I'm going.
It's your third pick.
This is the team AJ's third pick in the 2035 Two Tickets Please draft from Dinosaur Technical College. We draft the Mosasaurus.
I mean, is he gonna be able to play on the court out of water?
Yes. We're gonna hook him up with some special shoes and
I don't know.
Some custom Jordans will
get
this man
fresh. You gotta
think
about that.
No.
He's on land. This is a water beast.
Listen.
These guys didn't play together at Dinosaur Technical College.
They did, and they were great.
This will be an interesting matchup going against a former teammate.
We're gonna put him at the power forward position. We're leaving Sampson at the center. I think this is a really good move.
That's an interesting move.
I think he can reach the rim from the three-point line. So we don't need him down low because he can reach the rim from pretty far away.
Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, no. With Team Jackson's fourth pick in the Two Tickets Please summer draft, we are going to select The Thing out of Rock and Roll Technical Institute. The Thing's going to be playing my power forward. And, you know, this guy rocks, you know? This guy's going to be keeping it down low. He's got a hard matchup against the Mosasaurus.
But
with the help of D-Rex, I think this is a pretty unstoppable.
Unfortunately, they might be able to clobber the Mosasaurus.
This is a pretty unstoppable duo down low for us. And I think, if they need it, they can kick it out to Superman. I think I'm happy with this team so far.
No, if you guys,
the thing played football in high school actually, canonically, but he's got some basketball skills on him too. I don't think the thing's gonna be scoring too many points for us, but this guy's gonna set a mean screen on the outside. No, so I'm happy with this pick.
I don't hate that. If I have not seen the movie, can I draft the character?
I guess so.
Okay, well, let me play the sound real quick. With the Team AJ's fourth pick in the 2025 Two Tickets Please draft, we are going to draft Mr. Fantastic.
Okay, that's a good pick.
As our shooting guard.
Shooting guard, okay.
Again, there's no reason to put him anywhere else. He can reach the rim from the three-point line. That's two characters now who can do that for my team.
You've got a really intelligent backcourt with Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah. And Mr. Terrific.
You got the Mr. back.
They're going to run it up back there.
Point guard, shooting guard, and you got the Misters. It's a pretty smart team.
The Mr. Mistas, yeah. This is some geniuses. Especially like when we have someone like Mosasaurus at our power forward. His grades were not great at Dinosaur Tech. And I have to say, same with Samson, the infected, at the zombie college for the newly infected. I think, you know, his grades were definitely pretty low.
I mean, did you see the class schedule for Mosasaurus? They had him in, like, performing literature and stuff like that. Like bro was getting by easy.
Yeah, I know. But, like, his grades still not great. He didn't perform well.
He got carried through.
Yeah.
Through Dinosaur Technical College. my last pick. I need a shooting guard. This is an interesting pick, but I think it'll be nice. With the fifth and final pick for Team Jackson in the Two Tickets Please summer movie draft, we select shooting guard out of MIF University. It's Ethan Hunt from Mission Impossible.
Wow.
This might be an interesting pick compared to, he's going to have a tough time guarding Mr. Fantastic. But
he really is.
Have you seen Ethan Hunt in these movies? He knows how to get it done. If the country's on the line, we're just going to tell him before every game, the country's
the algorithm. The algorithm's at it
the
again.
The algorithm's going to nuke America if you don't hold Mr. Fantastic to about 10 points. I think Ethan Hunt knows how to get it done. He's got some a lot of experience under his belt Sure. I think he'll get past Mr. Sure. Fantastic and score some good buckets for us.
Okay.
I think he's a three-point shooter. We've seen him
beyond
the arc.
Can he three-point shoot with Mr. Fantastic arms touching the ceiling?
I think so.
Though?
He knows what to do.
Are we sure?
He knows how to make some distractions. He's got Benji in his ear the whole time. He's going to be throwing out some gadgets and stuff, and then he's going to throw it up from beyond the arc. And I think that's a solid team right there. He might be the weak link of the team. He doesn't have, like, literal superpowers like everyone else on the team. But I think he's going to help out a lot.
Yeah. For Team AJ's final pick in the 2025 Two Tickets Please draft, we're going to be drafting John Cena from
Heads of State.
From Heads of State, from Presidential Prep University.
What position he's playing again?
Small forward.
So he's going up against Superman?
Listen to me. John Cena is pretty jacked.
Yeah.
If I will say so myself.
Okay.
He's also the weak link of the team.
Yeah.
But again, when you have someone like Mosasaurus on your team,
I think
we're
forgetting
gonna be
I got
okay.
D-Rex on the team.
Yeah. But it, like, let's say we, because like, sometimes you know, all right, you know what? We both have some pretty large dinosaurs.
We do.
If you
will. They might cancel each other out down there.
They might cancel each other out. They might take out an entire section of the crowd or something if one of them gets hungry. But I think John Cena, the small forward, is going to do well. He's the man.
Okay. And with that, the Two Tickets Please summer draft is over.
Yeah. We'll put it on the Instagram.
Let's see. You
want
to do a quick recap of our teams?
Oh, yeah. Jackson. Team Jackson. At the point guard position, Brad Pitt in his F1 car. At the other guard position, he has Ethan Hunt. At the small forward, he has Superman. At the power forward, he has The Thing. And at the center position, he has the D-Rex. Team AJ has Mr. Terrific at the point guard. Mr. Fantastic at the shooting guard. John Cena at the small forward. Mosasaurus at the power forward, and Samson the Infected at center. And those are the teams, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a pretty good matchup. We'll throw this on the Instagram somewhere. Let us know who you think won. I think it's pretty obvious in my opinion, but
No. It's not. I feel like it's not that obvious.
No, it's not.
Genuinely.
It'll be good.
We got a good matchup.
Let us know what you think.
Do we want to, like,
your MVP is?
I'm going to, like, AI render a fight.
Ask
or
AI
a,
who would win
a
basketball.
Well, no, like, I should render, like, a picture of it.
That'd be hilarious. Like, all of them on the court.
Yeah.
I gotta do that.
I'm gonna try that after
hilarious.
This. But
that's
it from Two Tickets Please. That's all we got for you today. We filled the time. We had technical difficulties, so I think we're gonna have to roll with the camera audio.
We're gonna see how this goes. This episode might sound a little not good. But
I don't know what happened to the second HDMI cord. This isn't my studio.
We're gonna figure it out next week. It's gonna be we're gonna be better for you guys this year. We're up in the quality, we're up in preparation.
We've been talking about this all week. We've been talking about how we're gonna up the quality and up the preparation
and then
intro plays
everything
like
and
gone.
Everything's gone.
Absolutely destroys
so,
everyone's ears.
And it's what you come for, it's what you expect is technical difficulties from us, so I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you continue to tune in now that Two Tickets Please is back.
Absolutely.
At a new time, Wednesdays at 2 p.m.
Wednesdays at 2 p.m.
Or listen whenever you can on any podcast platform.
Yep.
Or something like that.
Be sure to connect on the Instagram.
Yes.
And maybe the TikTok if we finally get something
we'll
up.
See if we put anything on there.
Come on now.
But thanks so much for listening.
That'll be all from us. I'm AJ.
And I'm Jackson.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode of Two Tickets Please.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.